This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. President Joe Biden on Friday unveiled a $6 trillion budget for next year that's piled high with new safety net programs for the poor and middle class. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
President Joe Biden laid out a $6 trillion budget for the 2022 fiscal year Friday that adds new safety net programs for the poor and middle class and increases taxes on businesses and high-earning people. The budget incorporates the administration's eight-year, $2.3 trillion infrastructure proposal and its $1.8 trillion American Families Plan. The budget also adds details on Biden's $1.5 trillion request for annual operating expenditures for the Pentagon and domestic agencies. Despite the proposed tax hikes, the budget would require the government to borrow roughly 50 cents of every dollar it spends this year and next. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. Senate Republicans on Friday blocked creation of an independent commission to investigate the deadly riot by Donald Trump supporters at the Capitol in Washington, a move aimed at preventing a bipartisan probe ahead of 2022 midterm elections. New York's Charles Schumer is the Senate Majority Leader.
We all know what's going on here. Senate Republicans chose to defend the big lie because they believe anything that might upset Donald Trump could hurt them politically.
10 Republicans would have needed to join all 50 Democrats to advance the measure, which had already cleared the U.S. House of Representatives with modest bipartisan support. However, only 6 Republicans voted in favor, a result that demonstrates the deep divide in Congress and the nation nearly 5 months after the January 6th assault and the influence that the former president continues to exert on the Republican Party. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's